This is Monitor 68. I'm Ted Steele. In this half hour, you'll find out whether or not the lion is fit to be king of the jungle. The answer may surprise you. And after we leave the world of the jungle, we'll find out what's been going on this week in the world of space. As for music, here's Trini Lopez and Sally Was a Good Old Girl.
Sally used to carry my books to school. Sally was a good old girl. She helped me with my homework because I was a fool. Sally was a good old girl. If I wanted a kiss or a little bit of sweet, she was always willing to do her best to please. The girls make you love and not to tease. Sally was a good old girl. Whoa! Sally was a good old girl. Sally was a good old girl. No matter what the regrets, she gave me her best. Sally was a good old girl. And she helped all she could. Sally was a good old girl. She was the hardest working girl in the neighborhood. Sally was a good old girl. Woo! She walked up and down the street all day, selling neckties to the ones who paid. If you didn't have the money, she would give them away. Sally was a good old girl. Well, 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 Sally was a flower child. Man, oh man, she was wild. No matter what the regret, she'd give you her best. Sally was a good old girl. She was the favorite with all of the men. Sally was a good old girl. And all of the other girls defied to them. Sally was a good old girl. Could you believe me that Sally never minded, she never cared. She kept on working and doing her share. She wound up married to a millionaire. Sally was a good old girl. Well, 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 Sally was a good old girl. Sally was a good old girl. Yes, no matter what the regret, she did be her best. Sally was a good old girl.
Belgian-born Jean-Pierre Hallé, author of a new book called Animal Kitabu, is a man with a mission. He hopes to improve understanding of Africa's menaced wildlife. In his dramatic, entertaining, and witty book, he makes his case solidly. He is qualified for his job, and he's learned 17 native dialects. Jean-Pierre Hallé was interviewed for Monitor by Jack Haskell.
Your book is full of intriguing statements, and one of them involves your nomination as the real king of beasts. Will you give us your choice and your reasons for it?
Well, the king of the beasts is supposed to be the lion, and the lion by no means can ever be a king, since he's terribly lazy, he doesn't have the dignity, the majesty, the pride, the self-respect that any king should have. Mm-hmm. He sleeps about 20 hours on 24, sending his female to do the work, the shopping, and when she come back with some little animal, he'd still want the lion's share.
Right. Well, who is your real nomination, then?
My real king is an animal that stands alone, that makes his own decision, that don't trust anyone, that is very aloof, self-assured, self-confident, and is the leopard.
The leopard,
Chewy,
right.
In Swahili. Uh-huh. The leopard is the strongest animal on earth, pound to pound. He can carry as much as a 350 giraffe. on a 30-feet high tree. No other animal can
do it. Take a 350-pound giraffe up into a tree?
That's right. And he's fast, quick, sharp. He never miss what he really intend to do. If you really look at a leopard straight in the eye and you tell him, look, I don't want to hurt you, don't hurt me, we want to be good friends. If you really mean it and you feel it, he will get the message more than any animals. But it's a question of, you know, really meaning it. And that is true with many, many animals.
Well, they can sense it.
Of course.
Right.
Much more than people, because animals need more emotion and feeling than people, since that is their very condition of their survival.
There was one part in the story that you told about the elephant and his engineering brain, and I was very impressed with it, where I believe an elephant was trapped, and they passed some heavy timbers to him.
Yes.
Could you tell us something about that? That was very interesting.
They built a ramp for him to get out of his pit.
Mm-hmm.
In another case, an elephant that was trapped in one of those native traps did scratch one of the sides with his tusk until he dig enough from it to make that slow ramp that allow him to get out. And at the time he was about to get out, he was held by his companion, pulling him with their trunk. And they have a lot of initiative. I believe that an elephant is certainly one of the most intelligent animals of all. I believe that an elephant can take dictation at the typewriter, put the paper in the typewriter machine, roll it, and type. I'll tell you how you can do that.
You'd have to have a large machine.
You have a large machine. He will hit the touch with the tip of his tongue, which is very sensitive.
Mm-hmm.
You will teach him by association of ID the sound of a letter with the letter itself, the graphic representation of the letter.
Mm-hmm.
And you will teach him to understand a phonetic language where every letter, in fact, is pronounced.
Mm-hmm.
And he will be able, with a little training, to type a very nice little business letter with his trunk and understanding what you are saying. There are elephants in India that are able to write with a piece of chalk on a blackboard. There are one in Bombay that receives some American tourists there, and he writes, welcome in Bombay, with the tip of his trunk, writing on the blackboard.
You can't have that kind of a secretary sit on your knee, though, can you?
Well, that may be a little...
We've been talking with Jean-Pierre Allais, naturalist, zoologist, conservationist, and author of the new book, Animal Kitabu.
Now, wouldn't you love to have an elephant for a pen pal, huh? Here's Spanky and our gang with Sunday Morning.
Morning, yeah.
18 minutes past the hour. You're on the Monitor Beacon. Quality in education is perhaps the most important key to a better America. And to keep the quality of education high, we need good teachers. Where we get them? From college, where most of our leaders come from today. But colleges can't supply our future leaders without help. Tuitions usually pay less than half the cost of educating a student. Colleges depend on gifts to help. So give to the college of your choice and give regularly. The future depends on it. Monitor, New York. WNBC, New York. John Gary sings on Monitor, It's End of Time.
From now till the end of time, I will be faithful and true. Keep it in mind, the fortunes we find will be for each other. Each day will be a bright new day. This I promise you, no one will compare to the love that we share. This ring for your hand, and this is what you will say.
Vietnam. But to report on this country's space program, here is Peter Hackis, NBC News, Washington.
You don't have to be a space expert to realize there's been an agonizing pause in flights of astronauts into space. The Apollo 1 tragedy 13 months ago left the U.S. manned space program hanging on the ropes. Since that fateful January night last year, literally thousands of experts have been at work revising the Apollo capsule to make sure that such a tragedy cannot happen again. It has cost upwards of $75 million, this redo of Apollo. They're not finished yet, although NASA hopes to orbit the first manned Apollo capsule in August of this year. Many changes have been made inside the new capsule, 79 to be exact, most of them having to do with safety precautions against fire. The original hatch, for example, which took about 2.5 minutes to open, has been replaced by a quick opening hatch that springs wide in 3 seconds. Every substance used in the capsule has been fire tested, most of them replaced by materials that won't burn. All the nylon, for example, that was used on the couches the astronauts lie on has been replaced by a material called beta fiber, a kind of fiberglass which won't burn and which will only char when the temperature gets up to around 1,500 degrees. The multi-layered nylon spacesuits have been scrapped. The new beta fiber spacesuits have 10 times the fire resistance of those worn by the ill-fated Apollo 1 crew. Many other flame-proof items have been substituted, and the capsule with no one aboard has been fire-tested about 40 times. The way they did it, an electric heater coil was turned on at different spots inside the capsule, which was filled, by the way, with pure oxygen, just the way it'll be in space. The white-hot coil was used to try to start fires. It did in a few instances, but the resulting smoldering fires took so long to start up that any crew would have had ample time to put them out. Most of them, in the tests, burned themselves out quickly. If a fire should start, the astronauts now have a handy-dandy fire extinguisher. They've lengthened the tube each astronaut drinks water from and have added a multi-position nozzle, which includes a spray. The accident reports say the Apollo 1 blaze may have been started because of a frayed wire. So, miles and miles of wire bundles have now been coated with an extra layer of insulation, and all of it now safely protected behind metal cover plates. About the only thing they haven't yet come up with inside the capsule is fireproof paper for flight plans and the like. But next month, the Massachusetts company will deliver to the Cape a fire-resistant paper made of another kind of glass fiber. The non-flammable material will be used for everything made of paper, including, if you will, towels and facial tissues. Peter Hackus, NBC News, Washington.
Space is a regular part of Monitor's weekend coverage of all the news. Here's Dionne Warwick and Valley of the Dolls. It's Henry Morgan with Monitor. His guests include singer Dinah Shore, who'll talk about the glittering party held this past week after her opening in a New York supper club. And critic Bosley Crowther will talk about the current state of motion pictures and the possible future return to romantic and, well, how shall I put it, huh? Clean movies. All that plus regulars Joe Garagiola, Bob Considine, Mel Allen, Dr. Joyce Brothers, and, of course, host Henry Morgan.
Thank you.
the New England listens to Monitor on WJAR, Providence, Rhode Island. Wherever you listen, make it a date again next Saturday, okay? I'll be here. I'm Ted Steele.
William P. Bundy, Assistant Secretary of State for East Asian and Pacific Affairs, will meet the press tomorrow on the NBC Radio Network.
Godzilla and Mothra fight the forces of evil. Watch Godzilla vs. the Sea Monster on the Sunday Film Festival at 11:30. That's tomorrow night at 11:30 on WNBC TV, Channel 4, New York. Monitor New York, your weekend sound on WNBC New York.